The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, May 24th. We'll explain how President Biden is working to set up partnerships in the fastest growing part of the world. Also, some of the most watched races of this election season coming to a head today. And when COVID-19 shots could be available for the youngest American kids. Plus, signs of the times. Amazon is looking to cut back now that the worst of the pandemic is over. A new milestone for video game workers who voted to unionize. And Time Magazine's list of most influential people for 2022. Those stories and more coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is promising to protect the island of Taiwan if it comes down to it, even if it means using military force. The president was asked specifically about this on his Asia trip. And he went on to say that invasion would lead to another similar situation to what's happening between Russia and Ukraine right now. As the AP points out, it was one of the most forceful presidential statements in support of Taiwan's self-governing in decades. In the past, the U.S. has avoided making those kinds of guarantees since it no longer has a mutual defense treaty with Taiwan. And the White House clarified that Biden's comments do not reflect an actual policy change for the U.S. Still, China was not happy about this, since it sees Taiwan as a province of China gone rogue. So one Chinese official responded to Biden by saying there is no room for compromise on that issue. On the other hand, Taiwan officials praised Biden's comments and promised they were still focused on peace. Later on, President Biden formally launched a new trade pact with a dozen Indo-Pacific countries meant to strengthen all their economies. Although Taiwan is not one of them. Instead, it includes Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, India, the Philippines, and more. Together, the countries represent about 40% of the world economy. The deal is meant to let the U.S. work more closely with allies on issues like supply chains, digital trade, clean energy, anti-corruption, and more. It's also about offering an alternative to China's dominant leadership, since China leads a different economic partnership in the region, and many of the countries in that trade bloc also belong to this one. But the difference between this new deal and traditional trade pacts is this one will not lower tariffs. Also, the details still need to be negotiated among member countries. So the Biden administration cannot yet say how American workers and businesses might benefit. Ukraine's president is calling for a major effort to rebuild his country. President Zelensky addressed the world's political and business elite during a video address at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. There, he invited international companies who have been shunning Russia to set up shop in Ukraine instead, saying once the war is over, it'll be a good place for business. Just in the last few days, McDonald's and Starbucks announced they would be leaving Russia for good. And Zelensky says more businesses should follow their lead. Also at the forum, Zelensky called on world powers to help Ukraine get its grain out to the global market to help prevent a food crisis, since he says Russia has blocked Ukrainian ports. Ukraine's president also expressed thanks for the military aid and equipment rushed to the country. More of that kind of assistance is coming, too. Nearly 50 defense leaders from around the world met this week and agreed to send more advanced weapons into Ukraine. As the defense secretary put it yesterday, quote, "Everyone here understands the stakes of this war, and they stretch far beyond Europe." Back in the U.S., voters are headed back to the polls in five more states. Primary elections are happening in Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, and Minnesota. And Texas is holding runoff elections for the races that were unresolved in the state's primaries back in March. A lot of eyes are especially on Georgia, partly because it's a swing state and what voters decide there in the November midterms could have a big impact on the makeup of Congress. But also, today's contests are seen as a test of former President Trump's influence, since he's endorsed quite a few candidates in Georgia. For starters, Republican voters there are picking who will go up against Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in November. In that race, Trump has backed a former pro football player, Herschel Walker, and he's considered the frontrunner. Then there's the guy who used to have that Senate seat, former Senator David Perdue. Trump is backing him for governor this time around, and he's up against the current Republican governor, Brian Kemp, who has the endorsement of former Vice President Mike Pence. Whoever wins that race will take on Democrat Stacey Abrams in November, and it's expected to be close either way. Also in Georgia, several Republicans are trying to unseat current Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was first elected by a huge margin back in 2020, but she's faced a lot of controversy since then. Remember, she was stripped of her committee assignments last year because of some comments she made that were seen as racist and her support of certain conspiracy theories. So we'll have to see if that changes her support any back in her home state. And that's just to name a few of the big name races happening today. Voters will see many other names on the ballots, Republicans and Democrats, in all five states. The U.S. could be just weeks away from having a COVID-19 vaccine available for every age group. This week, Pfizer released new data that shows how a three-dose regimen works on kids as young as 6 months and up to 4 years old. The data shows in the latest trials, the shots proved to be safe and 80% effective at preventing COVID-19 cases with symptoms. The FDA says its outside experts will look at the data next month from both Pfizer and Moderna about their options for the youngest kids. If all goes well, the FDA could authorize at least one vaccine option for young kids as soon as June 16th, and the shots could be available that same week. All right, more news is coming up, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor. Okay, parents, if you have an active baby or toddler like I do, then you know that means they're not just active at playtime, they're also active on the changing table, which is not so fun for us parents. That's just one of the reasons I am loving Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. Cruisers 360 Fit allows me to avoid trying to secure the diaper tape between kicks, and instead it's quick and easy to just pull them on my little wiggly one. Then it's super easy to remove them in seconds with easy tear sides. And the 360 gap-free fit is great for playtime as well. I love that it stretches around my baby's waist so there's no gapping, leaking, or falling off. Instead, my baby is free to play, feeling comfortable and dry. In fact, to keep baby skin healthy, Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours. It lets us all sleep through the night. And little rashes here and there that we used to notice are not happening anymore. So buy in-store. Look for the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. A record high percentage of Americans say they're doing at least okay financially. 78% of U.S. adults said they were doing okay or living comfortably in the final few months of 2021. The Federal Reserve just released the results of its annual survey. The latest number is up from 75% in 2020, and the highest it's been since the survey began almost a decade ago. But keep in mind, the survey results are from before the Omicron wave of COVID-19 peaked in January, before inflation hit a four-decade high, and before the Federal Reserve raised interest rates. Still, reports are crediting a variety of reasons for the improvement, from a strong labor market, which leads to higher wages, to pandemic-related cash payments from the government, to children going back to school in person that frees up their parents to work. It's a major video game company first. Workers in one division of Activision Blizzard voted to join a union. We're talking about one of the most popular video game-making companies in the country, behind games like Call of Duty and Candy Crush. The group of about 20 quality assurance workers at one of the company's studios who voted on this is a small portion of the nearly 10,000 workers around the world at this company. But it is another example of new groups organizing. So others in the gaming and tech industries are said to be watching closely. Labor organizers say this union is needed, that for years the video game industry has had poor working conditions, including long hours and a hostile work environment for women. A spokesman for Activision Blizzard said the company respects employees' right to vote on a union, but that a union will impact more people than just those who join, so everyone at that studio should have had a say. Amazon doubled the size of its operations during the pandemic, adding more warehouses and workers with the surge in online shopping. But now that demand has slowed, and it's apparently left Amazon with too much space that it needs to pay for but doesn't actually use. The Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg News cite sources who say Amazon is looking to sublease at least 10 million square feet in its warehouses. A company spokesperson did not get into any of those details, but said subleasing is a common practice for companies, that it helps pay for financial obligations with an existing building that is no longer needed. In April, Amazon reported its slowest growth in two decades. But it does come after 2 years of record profits. It's the end of an era in New York. The city removed its very last public payphone this week. Payphones used to be found all around the city. In fact, there were roughly 8,000 of them still in use as recently as 2015. But of course, the rise of cell phones has made them obsolete. So New York City decided to replace the network of phone booths with something more modern. Link NYC kiosks offer free high-speed Wi-Fi to people nearby, as well as free phone calls and charging stations for mobile devices. Soon, they'll provide 5G coverage to the city, too. Time magazine has released its picks for the top 100 most influential people of the year. The list includes government leaders, activists, tech giants, athletes, Hollywood entertainers, and more. And this year, each honoree received a special tribute from a big-name guest contributor. For example, President Biden wrote about Ukraine's President Zelensky. The submission about Russian President Putin came from Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Former First Lady Michelle Obama wrote about talk show host and philanthropist Oprah Winfrey. NFL great Tom Brady wrote about tennis star Rafael Nadal. And TV host and producer Ryan Seacrest honored fellow media personality Kris Jenner, just to name a few examples. The Time 100 issue comes out on newsstands this Friday, but you can see the full list online today. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. One of the things I love about my Rothy's shoes is their versatility. Rothy's work great with every outfit. I can put on my pointed toe black flats with yoga pants to walk around the block or grab a quick lunch, or wear my red Rothy's flats with jeans or dressier pants for a work conference or night out. Or I love wearing my Rothy's white lace-up sneakers for traveling and commuting because they make it easy to walk around the airport and keep my feet warm on the plane, all while allowing me to stay stylish on the go. And really, I can wear any of my Rothy's shoes in any of these scenarios and beyond. They're all comfortable, they're all cute, and they all bring me compliments almost every time I wear them. Plus, you know that I love Rothy's focus on sustainability. So, your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, in public places in the state of Florida, what's illegal to do when wearing a swimsuit? You can answer the question and play along with us on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what's the smallest country in the world by area? The answer is Vatican City. It measures in at just 2/10 of a square mile, meaning that the whole country is smaller than New York City's Central Park. A lot of people think Vatican City is part of Italy since it's surrounded entirely by the Italian city of Rome. But Vatican City was declared as independent in 1929, so the Pope could exercise his universal authority. Vatican City is the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church, and nearly 75% of the Vatican citizens are members of the clergy. Even though only about 200 people live there, millions of people visit Vatican City every year, Catholic or not. Well, thank you so much for listening today and making us part of your everyday routine. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.